भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We're reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, chapter 9, verse 200 through 211 or so, 18. Wow. Vipra shabai shunetaha korma purana tarma jayoila pati brata upakhyan. Okay, we're just going to read them together, I guess. There's so many. There among the Brahmanas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listened to the Korma Purana, wherein it is mentioned the chaste woman's narration. There means Setu Bandha Rameshwara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, Danus Tirtha. He went to Rameshwara and then took rest. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur remarks, there are only two khandhas of Korma Purana now available, namely Purva Khanda and Uttara Khanda. Sometimes it is said that the Korma Purana contains 6,000 verses, but according to Srimad Bhagavatam, the original Korma Purana contains 17,000 verses. It is considered the 15th of the 18 Mahapuranas. 201. Pativrata Shiromani Janaka Nandini Jagatira Mata Sita Ramira Gahini. Translation. Srimati Sita Devi is the mother of the three worlds and the wife of Lord Ramchandra. Among chaste women, she is supreme, and she is the daughter of King Janaka. Text 202. Ravana Dekiya Sita Loilo Agnira Charan. Ravana Hoite Agni Koilo Sita Kea Varan. Translation. When Ravana came to kidnap Mother Sita and she saw him, she took shelter of the fire god Agni. The fire god covered the body of Mother Sita. In this way, she was protected from the hands of Ravana. Maya Sita Ravana Nila Shuni Lakhane Shuni Mahaprabhu Hoilo Anandito Mane. Upon hearing from the Korma Puran how Ravana had kidnapped a false form of Mother Sita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very satisfied. Sita loya rakilena parvatirasthane maya sita diya agni vanchila rabane. The fire god Agni took away the real Sita and brought her to the place of Parvati, goddess Durga. An illusory form of Mother Sita was then delivered to Ravana. In this way, Ravana was cheated. Vanchila rabane. Raghunata asi jabe rabane marilo. Agni parikha dite jabe sitare anilo. After Ravana was killed by Lord Ramchandra, Sita Devi was brought before the fire and tested. Tabe maya sita agni kore antardhan satya sita anidilo rama vidyaman. When the illusory Sita was brought before the fire by Lord Ramchandra, the fire god made the illusory form disappear and delivered the real Sita to Lord Ramchandra. 207. Kuninya Prabhur Anandito Hoyloman Ramadasa Ipira Kota Hoylos Maran. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this story, he was very pleased and he remembered the words of Ramdas Vipra. A sub Siddhanta Shuni Prabhur Anando Hoylo. Brahmanirastane magyeshe patanilo. Indeed, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these conclusive statements from the Korma Purana, he felt great happiness. After asking the Brahmana's permission, he took possession of the manuscript leaves of the Korma Purana. Nutana patra lekaya pustake dioraila patiti lagi puratana patra maginilo. Since the Korma Puran was very old, the manuscript was also very old. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took possession of the original leaves in order to have direct evidence. The text was copied onto new leaves in order that the Purana be replaced. Pataloya punadakina maturaila Ramadas vipreshe patranidila. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then returned to southern Madurai and delivered the original manuscript of the Korma Purana to Ram Das Vipra. So you say we go to 18? Sitayarito Vanish Chaya Sitamaji Jana Tam Jahara Dashgriva Sita Vani Purangata Pariksha Samayevanim Chaya Sita Vivesha Vani Sitam Samania Tatparastar Aninaya. Translation. When he was petitioned by Mother Sita, the fire god Agni brought forth an illusory form of Sita. And Ravana, who had 10 heads, kidnapped the false Sita. The original Sita then went to the abode of the fire god. When Lord Ramchandra tested the body of Sita, it was the false illusory Sita that entered the fire. At that time, the fire god brought the original Sita from his abode and delivered her to Lord Ramchandra. These two verses are taken from the Korma Purana. Patra paya vipriya hoilo anandipraman prabhura charane dari koraye krandan. Ram Das Vipra was very pleased to receive the original leaf manuscript of the Korma Purana, and he immediately fell down before the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began to cry. Vipra kohe tumi sakshad Sri Raghunandan sanyasira beshe more dila darasan. After receiving the manuscript, the Brahmana, being very pleased, said, "Sir, you are Lord Ramchandra himself, and come in the dress of a sannyasi to give me audience." Mahajuka hoite more korila nishtar, aji mor ghare bhiksha koriangika. My dear sir, you have delivered me from a very unhappy condition. I request that you take your lunch at my place. Please accept this invitation. Mano duke malo bhiksha nadilo shedine murabhage punarapi pailun darashane. Due to my mental distress, I could not give you very nice lunch the other day. Now, by good fortune, you have come again to my home.
Etaboli shevi prasuke paka koila utama prakare prabuke bhikka karayala.
Saying this, the Brahmana very happily cooked food, and first-class dinner was offered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 18.
Sheratri tahan rohi tare kripa kori pandyade shetang rapani gela gaurahari.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed that night in the house of the Brahmana. Then, after showing him mercy, the Lord started toward the Tamrapani River in Pandyade. Purport. Pandyadesh is situated in the southern part of India known as Kerala and Chola. In all these areas, there were many kings with the title Pandya who ruled over Madurai and Rameshwar. In the Ramayana, the Tamrapani River is mentioned. The Tamrapani, also known as the Purunai, flows through Tirunelveli before entering the Bay of Bengal. The Tamrapani River is also mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.39. Om Ajnanata Marandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuramritam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Papitam Jaina Bhutale Vayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama. Oh, we had a good 18 verses. continuing this story that Mahaprabhu had already gone to this Brahmana's house before. And when he went to his house, he wasn't able to cook. First he invited him. But then when he came there, the Brahmana was completely immersed in samadhi, thinking that Ravana has taken Sita Devi. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he already told him that, don't worry, it's not the real Sita. Mahaprabhu already knew. So, but another thing, the Brahmana was very despondent. He said, but how can I cook? Perhaps Lakshman will bring something from the forest and we'll be able to cook. We're living in the forest. And Mahaprabhu detected that he is actually completely absorbed in this Bob. So He said, but still, you have invited me. Now it's past noon. Why don't you cook? So, I mean, you really wouldn't want to exhibit a phony symptom in front of Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu was taking that as his. So much so, I mean, I looked at the map of India, but you know that there's area that he went quite a few. It wasn't other day. It was quite a ways to, because when I looked up Krittamala, then it gives that it's in Kerala or something completely. It's got to be not around the corner. And he went all the way back with this Korma Purana, when you think about it. Doesn't stress it, but just see that he took this Korma Purana. And even in Bhagavad Gita, with Krishna, he refers to the Vedanta Sutra, Sarvashichamidi Sanivishto, Vedaishta Sarvaraham Evavi, especially in Brahma Sutra Padaishchaiva, 13th chapter. Hetam Abhir Vinishchitai. Prabhupada mentions then at purport how even Krishna is referring to the Shastra. According to the sages, various Shastras, especially in Vedanta Sutra, Brahma Sutra Padaishchaiva. So, as Mahaprabhu, here the Ramdas Vipra, he's saying, you are a Sakshat, Raghunatham, in one of the last that we read here, he says, Sakshat means, you are directly Ram, Lord Ram, he's recognizing. Similarly, that Murari Gupta, he recognized Chaitanya was Ram. Various devotees who... Anupam, another one. He was Ram Bhakta. And even Rupa and Sanatan, they weren't able to tweak his... Even Mahaprabhu was speaking with Murari Gupta. He said, but Murari, that Krishna is so nice and sweet, and trying to give him some Krishna. He was not. But he was recognized as Hanuman. So Mahaprabhu is not trying to convert him to be Krishna Bhakta. I think Prabhupada one time said, we're not bigots that we're against Ram. Although we preach Krishna consciousness over there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, he's being recognized as, and this is given in 11th canto, Takto Asudusti, the well-known verse in the 5th chapter, 11th canto. The Sadbuja is recognized in that shloka by various acharyas, beginning with Sridhar Swami, different commentary is given. So he easily can always find it, Keshava's favorite habit. Chakwa sudusya jasore chitaraja lakshmin dharmishta arya vachasarya dhigadaranyam. So in that verse, which simultaneously refers to Ram and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we show the picture, or sometimes we even paint the picture ourselves, there's Krishna, he's playing the flute, and Lord Chaitanya's there also, and he's got a sannyas rod in one hand and a kamandalu in another. As Ram, he's got a bow and arrow. So he's simultaneously appearing, depending how we're seeing. So the verse, even every word refers to all those incarnations, all those manifestations of Krishna, Ram, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, the avatari. There's a source, Advaitam Achyutam and Ahadiyananta. So many verses in Brahma Samhita refer the various, the tattva, the Siddhanta tattva, how Krishna is appearing, Advaitam Achyutam. Nevertheless, Ram or Ravana especially could not touch Sita. That is the theme of this conversation. Couldn't find that verse. Taktva Sudushyasa Surepcha Taraja Lakshminar. So that verse describes that as Krishna or as Lord Chaitanya, they give up something. That which is very hard to give up. Most everybody is aspiring for wealth like Ravana. Mostly demoniac people in the Kali Yuga, they want to be like Ravana, imitate Ravana. They may not know about Ravana. I met one guy in Raghunath's restaurant. He was worshipping Ravana, or at least he said Ravana was the actual hero, and the history book, the Ramayana, was completely wrong. Or if it was right, it gave the wrong conclusion, that actually Ravana should be. And there are people like that in South India, especially, who consider that Ravana is the hero of the Ramayana. So even though that is, Prabhupada sometimes in the days of Bombay and India, when he saw that devotees were coming and sometimes hiring people and doing things, acting a little lazy, he said, now you'll become like Ravana. He was very wary that the devotees would not become like Ravana also. And we also know that when Prabhupada was the last few days, he was lying in his bed, helpless. He wanted to go to Govardhan. He said, I could stay here and be killed by Ravana, or I can go to Govardhan, killed by Ram. Somehow he was relishing this pastime. So in here, this verse, there's two verses together, and this is one of them. So, Sura Ipshita, that which is desired by the demigods, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Taktwa, he gives it up, but it's very difficult to give up. Sudustija, everybody wants to enjoy. Ravana wanted to enjoy this Sita, but he was foiled, baffled in his attempt. He never could really enjoy Sita. Embrace, but in this verse also describes that Mahaprabhu is running after those in the material world to embrace them. He embraced Ramdas Vipra, he embraced many devotees, giving them love of God, acting sometimes like a friend, sometimes like the son, embracing. So he wants to embrace us. We're running after Maya in this material, Maya Mrigam. This also means that we are just like little animals, and also simultaneously it refers to the golden deer, Maya Mrigam. So Maya Mrigam Dayati Yepchita Andhadavat. Andhadavat means we're running, he's running after us, but he's chasing us down to embrace us, to keep us, but we have to give up the embrace of Maya. He wants to give us Prem, Krishna Prema Pradayate, and we're after Japatiya Dare. Jagadananda Pandit says that Krishna Bulya Seji Japatiya Dare. We are trying so hard to embrace Maya, and Maya is there to embrace. As soon as we give up the embrace of Krishna, Krishna wants to embrace us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to embrace us. Simply by chanting, one can taste the holy name. We hear all these prayers by Dhruva Maharaj. He can taste Krishna by seeing. So the senses become very activated in Krishna consciousness. One can embrace Krishna by chanting the holy name, even by chanting the shlokas of the Bhagavatam. But otherwise, according to this verse, Dharmishta Aryavachasa Yadagadaranyam, that Mahaprabhu has entered the forest, he's given up. It is said by Chanakya, we hear that Chanakya Pandit says that if Mata Yashigahe Nasti, at home, if you don't have a very nice wife or mother, then you may as well go to the forest, because your house and the forest are non-different. But Mahaprabhu has a very nice mother, perfect wife, Lakshmi. Still, he gives it up. He's setting the example that one has to give up. And Ramchandra is setting the example also. Looking like an attached householder in the Ramayana, a summary is given in the ninth canto of the Bhagavatam. That he's showing the difficulty of becoming householder. That Sita was protected by Janaka Raj and then by Ramchandra. And it appears that she's taken away. But this is the illusory form of Sita. So similarly, we're embracing the illusory form of Maya in this material world, just like Ravana. And Ravana was destroyed. So everyone in this world chasing, trying to enjoy the material energy, dvitiya abhinaveshita syat, seeing it separately from Krishna, then they're baffled, foiled in their all attempts in this. Aneka chitta vibranta. It's all described in the 16th chapter of the Gita. Krishna described aneka chitta vibranta. They're moha jala samavrata. They're caught in the web of Maya. Embraced. You don't even have to try. Prabhupada said, as soon as you bhoga bancha, Bahir Mukha Bhogamancha Kori. As soon as you turn your face away from Krishna and we've forgotten Krishna, Bulia, forgetting Krishna, then immediately Japati Adare, Maya will embrace us. That you don't even have to make effort. No effort required. Maya will immediately say, yes, I will embrace you. So Vachasa, Dharmishta Arya Vachasa. The Arya Vachasa means the words of the advanced or the Brahmana. There's one Brahman, when he couldn't enter the kirtan of Mahaprabhu, he cursed Nimai Pandit. You'll never enjoy in this material world. Well, Lord Chaitanya said, he just laughed and said, very nice. I've not come here to enjoy. So this verse can also mean the words of Devaki and Vasudev, that they let Krishna go by their word, and he also grew up with Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan. So in many ways, this verse is very important. So Ramchandra's pastimes, they're showing us this example in many ways, that one has to have only one wife. Well, as a king, he could have many wives. Vivarjayat, even then the wife is not supposed to go nari into the forest or on any tour anywhere with the husband. Especially Sita Devi is a princess and she's going into the forest. So it's always dangerous. And there are always these demons and monsters to. Nowadays, the city is practically worse than the forest, the modern cities. Anytime someone could be kidnapped, killed, full of demoniac, tiny ravanas who want to enjoy the material energy, take away the material energy. Aneka chitta vibranta moha jala samavita prasakta kama bogeshu. They're attached to the boga. Chanakya Pandit has a very nice verse. Bogartinam kuto dharma. Those who are trying to enjoy boga get the value of boga. They cannot be religious. And where is religiosity for one who is trying to enjoy this material energy? Where is there is no... Similarly, one who is taken to the path of Krishna consciousness, then where is enjoyment? Kuto bogo. He says, you cannot really enjoy this material world. So one way or another, we have to give up this material world, not strive to become like Ravana. I remember when we had this painting to do in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sita Devi being held by the fire god, and I guess it's in this book, but it was kind of confusing, that it was difficult to understand that Sita entered in. But gradually it becomes more clear as one reads it and hears it. Just see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so compassionate and so personal with this Rambas Das Vipra. He went so far, and when he heard that, Korma Purani went all the way back to console him. Very wonderful story that Mahaprabhu is enacting here. Sir, you have delivered me from a very unhappy condition. Mahadukh hoite mor korila nishta. So what is this Mahadukh? Also is described there with the conversation Lord Chaitanya was asking Ramananda Roy, what is the most great misery? And he described that Krishna Bhakti Varaha Duk Bina Nahi Duki Dekiya. I don't see any other misery that could be worse than separation from a devotee. This is the real misery that we feel. We feel separation from Prabhupada. They're all getting that misery, though. Throughout the material world, everyone is separated. The devotees, they're relishing that, in a way, this separation from Prabhupada, separation from Acharyas, Jayanilo Premadana. this type of separation. So Ram Dass was also kind of floating in this Vipralamba Seva, separation from Ram. He was just feeling he couldn't go on and couldn't even eat. So we also aspire for this type of bhav, this situation when we'll feel so much separation. We understand that Sita also, like, it's also understood in this famous verse, Taktvasudustudra, that Krishna's feeling, Radharani's feeling this separation, just as Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti. This is a Ladini Shakti that the Ram Dass Vipra has entered into. Ladini Shakti is not in any material situation. He's not feeling anything mundane. Prakata Nahi Vastu. Abhana Manasa Gotra. Beyond Atakshi Krishna Namadi. One cannot approach it with material senses. To understand this pastime, one has to simply rely on the chanting of the holy name and relishing the lila again and again. Radharani is also the word mayamrgam, which means a toy, an animal. We're all like toy animals running after mirage. At the same time, this word can refer to Krishna, according to Jiva Goswami or Vishwanath. This word mayamrgam means krida mrgam, or like a toy in the hand of Radharani. Krishna is like a plaything, a doll in the hands of Radharani. He's completely controlled by Radharani. And Ramchandra is similarly controlled by Sita. So this Ram Dass Vipra, he has so much bhakti that you see even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming to him. He's also controlled by that bhakti. Bhakti huparitam ashnami. Whatever you offer. So he's offered the lunch. He couldn't even offer the lunch still. He's has the adhikar to offer this prasad to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not everybody could offer. We hear in Chaitanya Bhagavat that even Mahaprabhu one day he said, only from now on, those who are who have a lack of Lakshmipati. In those days, Lakshmipati meant that you had a lack of rupees, and one rupee was worth a lot of money. So all the devotees were despondent hearing it. Most of the devotees who didn't understand it. None of us have even one rupee. Most of us are very poor. We have nothing, a few rupees. He said, oh, no, no. It means that you have to chant 100,000 names of Krishna. This is the purchasing power of the holy name. One chants. So it means that as we increase our attraction to the holy name, our absorption in the holy name, Ram Dass Vipra, he somehow had this adhikar, whether he was chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We're not sure, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his place, took lunch one time, came all the way back and took it again. So this is something quite amazing to think about. He began to cry. He was very pleased. Sir, you are Lord Ramchandra himself, Sakshat Sri Nandanandana. You are in the sannyas beige. So, there's quite a few devotees that had the darshan, different forms. It's not said that he specifically saw the Sadbuja, but he saw that he was Ramchandra, whether he saw Krishna or not. But sometimes Lord Chaitanya would appear, although as a sannyasi, like with Ramananda Roy, he would appear like Radha Krishna. Or Sarvabhauma, he appeared in a six-armed form, and different times he appeared. And then he again disappeared. Or even in Navadvipa, that one brahmana saw him, an astrologer, they saw him as the cowherd boy. He asked the astrologer, do you know who I was? Can you tell me who I was in last life? And that astrologer went into some samadhi and he was like, wow. This is sometimes even Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Nimai Pandit, they have in Mother Sachi's dream, they are fighting and wrestling. It's described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. She had this amazing dream that they're on the altar. She has Krishna Balaram and then and Gaur Nitai come in also as little boys and they end up fighting over prasadam. And then Nimai Pandit said, Your time is over now. You already had your time when you were a coward boy. Now I've come. I'm a Brahmin now. So you give me that. And finally they're fighting and wrestling and all the way outside of the room. And Mother Sachi said, well, I had this dream. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can appear in any way. Sometimes he can appear as an ordinary sannyasi. Some people are seeing him as ordinary sannyasi. Or other times he can appear as Narayan. When he came into the assembly of the Prakash Ananda Mayavadis, we're saying, oh, we're seeing that you are Narayan. They're always thinking they're Narayan, but then they see he's not. He is actually Narayan. They became very humble after that. So this Rambas Vipra, he's getting this sporty, more than sporty. Big realization. So this false Sita, everyone is running after the material energy. False Sitas are everywhere, advertised. You cannot go anywhere without seeing this Maya Sita, illusory representation. Everyone is selling something and you buy this, and they're showing some illusory form of woman. And in Bhagavatam describes Krimivid Basma Nishnantam, this form of the material body, it's destined to become worms, creamy, or ashes, or stool, but we're chasing it. Illusory energy. Mayam Ragam Dayati Apshita. And Mahaprabhu is chasing after us also. Just like Prabhupada, he came to the West. Bharat Bhumi Te Hoilo. Mahaprabhu gave the order. He gave it to all Indians, anyone born, Manusha Janma, anyone born, you go and save everybody. Paru Upakar, you go do it. Nobody did it. Only Prabhupada understood, had the full realization, full compassion, manifestation of Nitya, Nityananda. And then he's going after, chasing them. Give me the gift of your liberation. In one song, glorifying Nityananda, Nitya. He's asking, give me the gift of your liberation. What is that liberation? This Krishna consciousness. Prichi nechi gonitai. Gonitai are dancing, walking, sub Nadia, everywhere in Nadia, and all over. South India now, Lord Chaitanya is going. Wherever he goes, everyone is attracted. The Buddhists, the Muslims, Yavanas, they're all attracted. Sometimes they're running away. The Mayavadis in Navadvip describe Paduya Pasandi. Some very fallen. Therefore, he took sannyas just to catch everyone with this loving prem jale, loving network of praying. Otherwise, they're caught like fish in the Maya jale, the Maya Sita Maya jale. Kacha habu dububai. And they're thinking the pleasure of getting some air, this is pleasure. They're being drowned and brought up again. Nadake Dubai. They're going down to hell, coming up again somewhere. And they're thinking there's some pleasure. There's no real pleasure in it. Maya Jale, Baddha Hoye, Kacha Habu Dubai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Bhaktivinoda Upadesh, I'm giving you good advice. Jeev Krishna Das, Avis Vas. Just know it, your Jeev Krishna Das. A Matra Bika Chai. He's saying, we're only begging, just like Prabhupada came sometimes when he saw big groups of Indians, he was speaking in front of them. He said, I have not come to beg you for, everyone is coming something material. You have all come from India to get some material thing. He didn't call them directly Ravana, but he also said they're like the old crow, the new crow. Old crows enjoy. Americans have come. They cannot enjoy. And you have come from India like new crow. Then the new crow comes. He tries to get the whatever it is, garbage. Even the crows have discarded it and they want it. So in so many subtle ways, Prabhupada was giving good advice. Subtle and not so subtle. As here, They have not enjoyed it. Just see my white elephant American disciples. They have rejected all of that. They are from rich man's house. Prabhupada was very expert in preaching this idea. They are all rich men's sons, but they have given it up. They don't care. Now they have come to India. Whatever I say, I am nobody. I am a poor Indian, old Bengali gentleman. Why should they listen to me? They could enjoy their father's inheritance. So many, you all want to go to the West, to America, and enjoy, but they have come here. So Prabhupada, just think how Prabhupada was so expert in preaching. So we should always think of that. Has the representative of Lord Ram, the representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, come to save us, little ravanas, all swimming in the ocean of Maya? So, anything, conversation, question? Gopal had the microphone, but he was going to say something. He was holding the microphone. What's that? So nobody's saying anything over here? Govinda? Okay. All right. Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Harinam, in 45 minutes, be there or be square. Thank you.